started things off all the way back at the beginning of the show with Grover Washington Jr., Love Makes It Better. Then we had new music from Reggie. That was New Headstone, Need Mix. And always looking forward to new music from that guy. Hopefully he's dropping a full album soon. Following that, we had new music from Jameson, one of my favorite artists who always is so unique from album to album. And this time, going with a more kind of rock-oriented feel on this joint. It's called It's Only About You If You Think It Is. That song right there was entitled Everyone, which was giving me some very Smashing Pumpkins vibes on that track right there, which is not something I would have expected to hear from the man Jameson, but very welcome. After that, we had music from Unknown Moral Orchestra, That Life, from their album V. Shuggy Otis with Ice Cold Daydream. BT Express. Space Cowboy by Sly and the Family Stone. Some new music from Jay Worthy, his Once Upon a Time Volume 2 album. That track right there, Jive 95, featuring Spice One and Bun B. Then we had new music from Mobb Deep, which was put together by Havoc and The Alchemist using old verses of Prodigy to make a pretty dope album centered around the dearly departed Prodigy, entitled Infinite. That track right there was Clear Black Nights featuring Raekwon and Ghostface Killah. Then we had some whole bunch of brand new music in this little set right here. Had some new Hit Boy and The Alchemist from their new album Goldfish. That track, Not Much, featuring Bully James. Just another great example of the chemistry of Bully James with tracks on The Alchemist. And then we had new music from another one of my favorites, Kent Jams, from Overdose, another solo project from him, this time a new EP entitled Fear, after taking a couple years off to work on himself and get sober. That track right there was Tolerance, definitely one of my favorite projects of this month. Followed that with new music from The Cool Kids, High Top Fade, that track right there, Rockbox. And then perhaps my most replayed album of this month, new Tia Corinne album, Corinian. And this whole album is fucking awesome, and I can't get enough of it. That track was High Demand, featuring Cimino, right there. Followed that up with some Eric Sermon, Focus, featuring Exhibit and DJ Quick. And then Night Funk, Let Me Be Me. And we're halfway through the show right now, and I have to get into some music from the man D'Angelo, who very, very sadly passed away from cancer last week. And the impact that man had with only 3 albums is like very few that have ever existed or will in our time. And his music meant a lot to me personally. I like the album Brown Sugar a lot, but Voodoo, man, that Voodoo album was, when I found that like was in a certain time in my life and was very drawn to it, and learning all the different layers and textures of this album was such a rewarding, beautiful, like, spiritual experience that, like, he was doing with the music. He literally was, you know, evoking the ancestors and using the vintage gear and recording on tape for that. And then he came back about 15 years later to drop another masterpiece, Black Messiah, which was phenomenal for that period of time and was exactly what we needed in that moment. And I'm extremely hurt that he's gone, and I know everyone of his friends and family are devastated as well. So I gotta play a couple tracks from Voodoo right now, and then maybe get into some Black Messiah and some other related D'Angelo inspired vibes from me. But I gotta play these two tracks right now off Voodoo that come right next to each other. It just sounds so good together. Have One Mogian and then The Root. This is from the year 2000. It's part of the legendary Soul Quarian sessions happening at the Electric Ladyland Studio in New York City, working with Questlove, Pino Palladino, James Poyser, Charlie Hunter, and created like a top 10 album of all time to me right here. This is D'Angelo right here on the Final Hour, Radio Valencia.
Once again, oh, you got yours, I got mine. I hope you know that you can call me girl if things change. Yeah, yeah. And if you wanna, we can catch up on some lost time. I don't want to know you, baby. Again. And would you mind if I kiss your baby?
Kiss your lips, oh, yeah, yeah. Once again.
Yeah. nothing more to my shielding soul. From the pit of the bottom, the doors don't flow like the rain to the dirt. From the vine to the vine, from the aisle from creation to the end of time.
number, but knowing it's been a while, it's hard to link. I figure what she probably thinking, soon start to drink. Fighting the feeling I'm concealing, apparently at first appealing, later revealing to be deeper, resistance increasingly weaker. The essence of life is more than just mics and puffing reefer. This universe of black thought that I could teach her. I'm trying to touch her, only if I can reach her. I hit this kid, I sign up on his beeper, and asked him if he had a chance to speak to Jermaine Palmer, who fathers a preacher. To make the story short, me and my man soon ran into each other on a humble ladder show with San Fran. I said, "Yo, Palmer, when did you last see Alana?" He offered me a seat in attempts to make me calmer. When he began to break it down, my mind started to wind the response beyond somber. Incredibly crushed, kind of feeling on my shoulder, that of a boulder. To find out that our life was over, it made the room feel colder. I thought I could get with her when she was a little older, but she a victim of the wicked system that controlled her. It's all chaotic within my life, it's symbolic. Forever shadow on my mental, I never forgot it. Yo, the psychotic, the hypnotic, you check it out, the most melodic. Hypnotic, yeah, the hypnotic, 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 hypnotic.
King to queens becomes a prince. knowledge and wisdom, it's understanding what we need.
And this day will come.
Ever since the day you came, my whole world began to change. I knew then that then came my life
for your own.
At the end of another episode of the final hour here on Radio Valencia. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. We started this second set off with a couple tracks from D'Angelo's second album, Voodoo. That was One Mo Gin and The Root. Then after that, I played you some Mikos to God. That was What Would I Do? A little D'Angelo remix right there of his. Following that, Sylvia Striplin, You Can't Turn Me Away, I think, has a lot of influence on the 90s R&B or neo-soul sound right there. Then dropped another 70s anthem right there. That was Switch with There'll Never Be. Then we moved to the third D'Angelo album, Black Messiah, with that track right there, The Charade. Very influenced politically by what was going on in that time, 2014, with the different police brutality killings, and was just the perfect music to inspire us in that moment. Then followed up with Erykah Badu, Telephone, which she wrote originally in tribute of Jay Dilla passing, but I thought that song was also emotionally relevant in this moment with D'Angelo passing. Then played a track from The Roots, one of my favorites from them. That was Hypnotic, featuring D'Angelo right there from their second album, Illadelph Half-Life. And The last track we just heard was Africa, the final track on Voodoo by D'Angelo. And gotta play one more just to send us off right. This is Another Life, the last track from Black Messiah and the last recorded, you know, song on a D'Angelo album that we had from his lifetime. Just a towering figure who influenced me greatly and so many artists and people around the world. We miss him a lot. Thank you guys so much for rocking with me and listening to me ramble a bit. But we'll be back next week with more tunes. And keep it locked here always on Radio Valencia for all the great DJs that we have throughout the week, broadcasting 24/7, 365 days a year, all from 22nd and Mission Street in San Francisco, California. We appreciate you. We love you. All right, let's give it one more time for the man, D'Angelo. Thank you, guys. Peace. Surprise, surprise.